you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has appointed an interim police chief. Crews up north are trying to contain a wildfire burning northeast of Ely, and the increase in the cost of travel could help the Minnesota tourism industry. But first, Minnesota Speaker of the House, Lisa Damith, making it official.
I am happy to tell you that the Damith-Wilson ticket has just filed for the primary.
Standing on the Capitol steps with a crowd of supporters, she explained why she's running in the primary despite not being endorsed by the party at the convention last weekend.
The number one factor was the fact that yesterday, as the state party chair came out with a message saying that there were enough anomalies that no one was going to be held to that endorsement because of the process that took place on Saturday. That felt like a full release that we could go forward.
She says fraud, education, and tax relief are her top priorities as she hits the campaign trail. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has appointed an interim police chief following Brian O'Hara's resignation last week. Its first precinct inspector, Bill Peterson, a 30-year veteran of the department. Frey calls Peterson the right leader for this moment, someone who's earned the respect of officers across the department and who understands that trust with the people of Minneapolis is paramount. A pair of Minneapolis City Council members are publicly rejecting Mayor Jacob Frey's choice of the Minnesota Agape Movement to redevelop the People's Way community site at George Floyd Square. Ward 8 Councilmember Soren Stevenson says community members chose the Rise and Remember redevelopment proposal as one that aligned with their values, and that choice is being ignored.
So Rise and Remembers is more about a refurbishment, about improving the site as is, while the other one is a six-story building. And so for two organizations that don't have any development experience, one that's a refurbishment is much more realistic.
The plan that would give Agape 3 years to redevelop the site still needs Minneapolis Council approval. The council's Business, Housing, and Zoning Committee will discuss it this afternoon ahead of the full city council meeting set for June 11th. Crews up north are trying to contain a wildfire burning about 8 miles northeast of Ely. Officials are closing off the area to the public while folks staying in cabins and seasonal homes are urged to get out as a precaution. St. Louis County Sheriff Gordon Ramsey.
We are doing some evacuations in the Ely area on Burnside Lake. North Arm Road near Skoglund Road is where these evacuations are happening. Right now, if you're in the North Arm Road, south end near Skoglund Road, you should evacuate the area.
The fire has reportedly burned about 30 acres of land in the Lake Superior National Forest. There are no injuries or damage to any structures. A 19-year-old Minneapolis woman is facing second-degree murder charges after a man was thrown from the hood of his vehicle during an attempted car theft. Renea Allen also faces 3 counts of vehicular homicide for the incident that happened outside Rick's Coffee Bar in South Minneapolis last month. 20-year-old Jordan Frost and 18-year-old Janaya Frost are also facing charges of aiding an offender. Amos Ferrier, a father of two, was an Army vet who served 2 tours in Afghanistan as a medic. He was also the internship director at the nonprofit group Every Third Saturday. Longtime Twin Cities journalist Larry Fitzgerald Sr. has died more than 50 years after he broke into the business that included newspaper columns, hosting radio shows, and appearances on Twin Cities public television. His son, NFL wide receiver Larry Jr., was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame earlier this year, and Larry went on to TPT's Almanac to talk about it.
It was great being at the NFL honors that night to see your son introduced as the first Hall of Famer, you know, to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. There are 384 Hall of Famers, and only about 25 of them are first ballot.
WCCO's Henry Lake called Larry a trailblazer in broadcasting who was loved by so many people. Larry Fitzgerald was 71 years old. The increase in the cost of travel could help the Minnesota tourism industry.
I think what makes Minnesota unique is we have such a different landscape. Depending on where you are in the state, you can experience multiple different types of scenery.
Explore Minnesota's Christopher Morgan says Bluff Country and the North Shore are likely going to be top destinations this summer, and not just for travelers from out of state.
we encourage Minnesotans to explore Minnesota, right, as well as those in our neighboring states and around the country to come experience what makes this state so great as well.
Morgan adds it's not just the great destination sparking an expected summer travel surge.
Minnesotans, I think, recently have shown on the world stage that, hey, we're a great group of people and we're welcoming. We want you to come not only experience our destination, but also come experience the hospitality that we have to offer with that.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, the Twin Cities is set to transform into a Purple Haven this week for a five-day tribute to Prince. The packed schedule begins Thursday night and includes a Prince-themed night with the Minnesota Twins at Target Field, a massive free block party featuring a 100-piece choir sing-along, and an exclusive open house access party at Paisley Park Studios. Event organizer Londell McMillian.
I'm excited to have people come out and participate, and very grateful for the fans who are coming from all over the world, very grateful for the local residents who saw him and not only as a magnificent superstar, but as a neighbor.
He says the event comes at an important time for Minneapolis when many local businesses could use the foot traffic in the wake of Operation Metro Surge. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.